Congressional Democrats are demanding a stop to what they call giveaways to big oil companies. The lawmakers are fuming after the New York Times reported this week that oil companies will not have to pay royalties on tens of billions of dollars worth of oil recovered from federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico. Some critics complain the companies are getting a sweetheart deal from the Bush administration. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the break on royalties has a long history.
The so-called sweetheart deal, making headlines this week, had its origins back in 1995, when a Democrat was in the White House and the price of oil was less than $20 a barrel. That's when Congress agreed to forego the usual royalty payments on deepwater oil wells in the Gulf of Mexico. Deputy Director Walter Cruikshank of the Minerals Management Service, which oversees Gulf oil reserves, says lawmakers wanted to encourage companies to drill in the risky and expensive territory.
The world looked very different then, both in terms of lower oil and gas prices and a real lack of investment going on in trying to find new sources of supply in this country.
Over time, the incentives worked, and the number of oil and gas projects in the deepwater Gulf multiplied.
In the 10 years since that time, deepwater oil production has grown by over 400%. Deepwater natural gas production in the Gulf has grown by over 340%. So the incentives really did help encourage that type of investment at a time when we really do need the oil and gas resource.
But with oil prices now around $60 a barrel and oil companies booking record profits, some lawmakers complain the royalty relief has outlived its purpose. California Congressman George Miller, who opposed royalty relief even back in 1995, says it doesn't make any sense.
These are the lands that belong to the taxpayers of this country, and for a lot of bad reasons, the Congress gave away the royalties that the people are entitled to. Clearly, Congress ought to direct the administration to go back and to renegotiate those leases. And I think that if people don't want to renegotiate those leases, then maybe they shouldn't be allowed to bid on future leases to the oil companies.
But instead of doing away with the incentives, the Republican-controlled Congress actually extended royalty relief when it passed the energy bill last summer. Cruikshank says that action came despite the somewhat muted objections of the White House.
The administration at the time had suggested there was no need for any additional programs, but they stayed in the act and became part of the signed legislation.
And at least one energy company wants even more relief from royalty payments. Some of the leases issued since 1995 included a built-in escape clause for the government. If the price of oil tops, say, $35 a barrel, as it has in the last 2 years, the escape clause allows the Interior Department to collect royalties. The Kerr-McGee Company, which made $3.2 billion in profit last year, argues Congress never authorized that escape clause. Kerr-McGee spokesman John Christensen says the company is prepared to take the issue to federal court.
We believe the Interior Department does not have the power to take away that royalty relief that was granted by Congress, because doing so basically is at odds with the very purpose of that Relief Act, which was intended to add incentives to explore and to help reduce our country's dependence on foreign oil.
The oil at the center of this dispute represents a big chunk of the nation's domestic supply, about 20% and growing. Democrats, like Miller, say even without royalty relief, the high price of oil today gives energy companies all the incentive they need to keep drilling. Scott Horsley, NPR News.